This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call
502-922-4457. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America, hour number 3. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday. It's the 24th of August, 2013. As we continue here, lots more information to come this hour. I want to get into the bird flu pandemic stuff because it looks like they're working very, very, very diligently to make a pandemic potentially happen. We know this stuff is being worked on in the lab. We talked about the 1918 Spanish flu virus, which killed so many people back then, and how the government, these labs have worked for, oh, something like 9 years. I got a news report on that somewhere. 9 years. Reconstructing the 1918 Spanish flu virus. Supposedly to study it, folks. And these labs, well, it's like everything else. It's like our nuclear facilities all across the country. Oh, they're so secure, right? Anyway, I'll tell you what, we got a caller on the line. And folks, you're welcome to join the discussion if you want. 800-313-9443. We'll pepper the information throughout the phone calls, but 800-313-9443. Let's go out to Las Vegas and talk to Chris. Chris, you're up first.
Good morning, Darren and Nancy, and thank you.
Thanks.
Morning, yeah, Chris.
What's on your mind?
Well, one, let's go back to your Agenda 21, page 17, the word rational, which comes from ration, which mm-hmm. means to piecemeal or parcel out or dole out on whatever mm-hmm. who perhaps the wondering who deemed to be necessary.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
All right. And let's go back over here next to your Israel-style peace plan of the regions, mm-hmm. which they claim are very similar where they were before. And I would point out that about a month ago on the Discovery Channel, there was a program on how Palestine was stolen. And the incrementalism of border incursion and the adoption of lands for just a little piece of land for the preferred, presumed of God is precisely how Israel was taken over and how the Palestinians who owned that land prior to their gift by Stalin and Churchill and FDR under the Bretton Woods Agreement resolution for war damages is exactly how Israel was converted into a Zionist state of the cabal these days.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the thing, is that I think a lot of these Christians that support Israel, they don't realize the origins of Israel. I mean, most Christians, I think, understand the evils of the United Nations. But what they don't realize is it's the same globalists that are promoting this, that are pushing this New World Order, that are pushing this global government that's being built around us and throughout all of our, well, basically our whole government is saturated now. I mean, basically our government, those that are in office right now that are creating the havocs, all this havoc with the world, they are the same globalists. But they are the ones who put Israel there in the first place.
Yep.
And I believe that they called it Israel because they figured that, well, based upon, because of what the Bible says, you know, bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, you know, that that they would
that the Christians would support it. And as a result, they can do no wrong. It's the big social engineering scheme. It's mind manipulation, but people need to be aware of it, what it's all about. Look at what they do. Look at the victimization that's going on there. You know, I'm not a Muslim. I don't support, you know, Islam or anything like that. But if you look at it objectively, I don't see how you can come to a conclusion that, you know, people, the victimization that's going on there is predominantly those, it's being done in large part by Israel.
If I might get you back on track, Darren and Nancy, you were just speaking of the bird flu plan pandemic.
Yes.
I would point out that the chemtrail or solar radiation management program is a perfect method for dissemination, which is the evil form of impregnation of the world or the zones they wish to contaminate with this bird flu, when we've been nullified and deemed to be accustomed to seeing these man-made clouds appear in the sky without qualification, claiming they were there to benefit us, and they make a perfect means for administration of these bio-virologic or other pandemic viruses and bacteria.
Absolutely, because you know, obviously we can prove nothing, right? I just posted an article like 5 minutes ago up on the site under news, and it's called Risk of SARS, MERS Spreading Greater Than Thought, according to scientists. And there is a journal report linked to that at the end. And this came off the Homeland Security news site. And so, MERS, it's called the coronavirus, right, Darren?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that this is something we got to keep our eyeballs peeled on, because people are dying from this. By the way, in the Mideast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Mideast Respiratory Syndrome. Yes,
yep.
This is an engineered virus that's been engineered by bioterrorists who have been working on inculcating and creating these lab-improved, in their twisted minds, versions of these ancient pandemic epidemics that wiped out large masses of people to have the most infectious rate of population declination.
Yep. Can't argue there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
I got information here on wolves. I don't know if I'm going to get to that or not. I wanted to cover that. We also have white people being killed by black people, you know. And I'm sure everybody's talking about this situation. Mainly because it's not that it doesn't happen all the time, but it's because such a big deal was made out of the Trayvon Martin scenario, and yet the administration is just completely silent on the issue. Where is Obama talking about how if he had a son like Chris, you know, it would look like Chris Lane, you know? I mean, it's just shameful, the reaction or lack of reaction from the charlatans, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the like, and the king of all scumbags, Barack Obama. It's just amazing. Moving along here, I want to get into this. There's one other thing before we get into the bird flu stuff. Folks, we got to be on the lookout for constitutional conventions.
Oh yeah.
I have to mention this because this is still fresh. It's still going on. State legislators in Georgia met. They're calling for a constitutional convention. Lawmakers met in Atlanta and say they're tired of congressional gridlock, federal deficits. Jacksonville.com reports that the session that they met where, and it had an overflow crowd. During a four-day conference hosted by the National Council of State Legislatures, NCSL, they gave lawmakers the chance to share their frustrations. States' rights have never been at a lower ebb in this country, and it's time to do something about it. So anyway, that's what they're saying, is they're pushing for a con again, which, for the life of me, I don't understand the rationale. Folks, if they're not following the Constitution now, do you think if you change it, they're going to follow it? I mean, come on. Use your head. State legislators out there. I mean, how about enforcing the existing?
Well, they can impose anything they want. They can, you know, they'll walk out of there and go, okay, here's your new legal system.
Well, that's just it. And we've talked about that ad nauseum, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, other than to point out this is something people need to be watching out for.
Oh.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into some of this pandemic information because I think it's very important to discuss. So we're going to take a time out here real quick, and we'll be back in a moment. Time's going by very quickly, and your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't worry, we're here to help you. We're from the government. All right, we're back. This is Govern America. talking about bird flu, pandemics, emergencies. We certainly have no shortage of crises today. AFP reports Chinese scientists on Wednesday reported the first likely case of direct person-to-person transmission of the H7N9 bird flu virus that has killed over 40 people since March. The development was, quote, worrying and should be closely watched, the team wrote in the British online journal BMJ.com, but stressed that the virus believed to jump from birds to people was still inadept at spreading among humans. But never fear, folks, they're going to make sure through research that they get it to that point. Chicago Tribune reports Lincoln Park Zoo simulates bird flu disaster. They say as a zoo CEO drives to work, a radio news report announces that dead birds were found in a park near the zoo. In a hypothetical scenario involving the Lincoln Park Zoo, the CEO arrives at the office to find a flurry of voicemails from reporters. But before there is a chance to respond, the phone rings. The H5N1 virus has been confirmed as the cause of death. It is not known yet if the bird flu strain can spread to humans. But there's no panic. The zoo's general curator, David Bernier, and knows exactly whom to call and what to tell them. His confidence was reflected in the hypothetical disaster scenario that accredited zoos used to practice reacting to an imagined avian flu outbreak. From Tuesday through Thursday, 8 zoos and aquariums in Illinois are participating in the Zoo Animal Health Network exercise on communication during emergencies, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and state and other agencies. Emergency responders use a standardized protocol that zoos need to be fluent in order to communicate their needs, because the last thing anyone wants is for a rare and endangered species to needlessly be put down, according to Yvonne Nedler, a zoo employee and lead facilitator of the exercise. So we got more drills going on. In the meantime, from KWTX, we see scientists plan to create new bird flu strain in lab. Scientists, and this is Dateline Washington, scientists who sparked an outcry when they created easier to spread versions of the bird flu want to try such experiments again, this time using a worrisome new strain known as H7N9. Now, wait a minute. Didn't we just cover H7N9 a moment ago? That's right. Wasn't that what was spreading in China? Since it broke out in March in China, the bird flu strain has infected more than 130 people and killed 43. Researchers say genetically engineering the virus in the lab could help track whether it's changing in the wild to become a bigger threat. They announced the plans Wednesday in letters to the journals Science and Nature. Such research is allowed only in high-security labs. But the U.S. government promises extra oversight. And, you know, folks, you can trust the government, right? They wouldn't ever do anything to put you in harm's way. Yeah. Would never dream of putting you in harm's way.
Yeah. Everything they do works out so well.
That's right. They say a special... I'm going to leave that there. Moving along here, we see also from KRWG, bird flu researchers pushed to make virus more contagious. In a letter published today, and this is dated August 7th, in the nation's two most prestigious scientific journals, Science and Nature, the bird flu researchers say they need to perform research on the H7N9 virus that would make it more dangerous. The researchers say it's necessary in order to prepare people, prepare for the possibility of it spreading from between humans, perhaps as early as this winter. Oh? You mean they have a timetable now? How would they have a timetable, listeners? Unless they're planning.
FEMA Region 3?
Well, that's just it. What's going on in FEMA Region 3?
Yeah, they ordered all those vaccines.
Yeah, you're just a conspiracy theorist,
I'm a
Nancy.
Conspiracy theorist.
You tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, you.
That's right.
In the meantime, WANE reports kids who get vaccines to receive free school supplies. You know, I remember, wasn't it Baxter International that sent out live bird flu viruses, particles in their vaccines a few years ago. It was actually during the Bush administration they did that.
Well, I think remember there was when they sprayed live viruses out over the San Francisco Bay for their little test and got tons and tons of people sick?
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to worry about these. You know, they would never put live bird flu. Oh, wait a minute, they did that though.
Oh.
And another thing they did, we have this on GovernAmerica.com, came from Ethan Huff at Natural News. 98 million Americans were given polio vaccine contaminated with cancer-causing virus, admits CDC.
Yeah.
98 million people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has once again been caught removing pertinent information. See, they admitted this, and then they pulled it back. They deleted it. But indicting information about vaccines from its website. This time, it involves the infamous polio vaccine, up to 98 million doses of which have been exposed as containing a cancer-causing virus that is now believed to be responsible for causing millions of cancers in America, according to the CDC. The information was posted on an official CDC fact sheet entitled Cancer Simian Virus 40, or SV40, and Polio Vaccine, which has since been removed from the CDC's website. Fortunately, Real Pharmacy, spelled with an F, realpharmacy.com, was able to archive the damning page before the CDC ultimately removed it, presumably because SV40 has been receiving considerable attention lately due to its connection to causing cancer.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind if you get your children stuck with the needle, as we're already moving toward the flu season. We're actually in it right now. And a lot of people are going to be getting their shots to boost, supposedly, boost their immune system, which everybody that I know ever gets those shots end up coming down sick anyway. I don't get them, and I don't get sick. Now, that could be anecdotal, but I don't think so. We're almost up to the bottom of the hour already. Gosh, it's unbelievable how fast the time goes.
I know, and Darren, we need a four-hour show.
Oh, don't say that. I don't want to do a four-hour show. I don't need any more headaches. Anyway, we see a Gardasil safety data discovered to be fraudulent. That's another one from Natural News. We're not going to have time to get to all
these.
Yeah,
they finally admitted that it's like killing young women.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to hit the ground running, try to get as much information in, and cram-packed in the last half hour as Government America continues here on RBN. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutrition. nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. As we continue, I want to have a little fun right now, Nancy. I debated whether or not I should take our precious airtime to do this, but I think it's kind of instructive because it kind of goes to show just how these critters operate. And this is not just a Texas issue, but it's an issue really nationwide and federal as well. These kind of things go on all the time. There's two systems of justice in America today, and it's not, there's one for the average commoner, and there's one for the establishment governing elitists. And this perfect example of elitism was illustrated once again recently when Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst called the 911 line, or actually it wasn't a 911 call, I guess it was a local police department. Anyway, it turns out one of his relatives were actually arrested for shoplifting. Basically, she was going through the line at Kroger, and she didn't scan all of her groceries. Now, I got the 911 call here. I want to play a little of this. I don't know if we'll have time to get through all of it, but I think it's kind of an interesting thing. So this is how the 911 call went. And by the way, he describes. He's so concerned about his relative, and yet he doesn't even know who she is. He describes her as his sister-in-law and at the beginning, and then he later on describes her as his step-niece-in-law. Anyway, listen to this.
Allen Place and Finest, Janice.
Janice, this is David Dewhurst, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Texas. Well, I want to talk to the senior officer who is there at your department right now.
You want to speak to who?
I want to talk to the most senior police officer you have where you are right now. My name is David Dewhurst. I'm the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Texas. And
yes,
sir. You have incarcerated my sister-in-law, and I want to talk to him or she, either he or she, about Ellen Beavers, please.
Yes, sir. Okay, hold on, and I will take care of that for you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, now they kept him on hold for quite some time. I've cut out part of the hold time. Finally, a sergeant came on, and his name was Sergeant Manis. M-A-N-E-S-S is what it is.
This is Sergeant Manis, Allen Police Department. Hello.
All right, this is Sergeant. If you would give me your name one more time, sir.
Manis, M-A-N-E-S-S.
M-A-N-D-U-S-S?
No, sir, M-A-N-E-S-S.
V-F-S?
M-A-N as in man, and S as E-S-S.
V-S-S-R. And what is your last name, sir?
That's it, Sergeant Manis. Sergeant Manis. It's
right.
M as in Mary, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, and S as in Sam. M-A-N-E-S-S.
Right, great, great, Sergeant. Good evening. This is David Dewhurst. I'm the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Texas.
Yeah, of course, the title again. You know, I'm getting the impression, Nancy, that the standards aren't very high in Texas for the Office of Lieutenant Governor. Anyway.
Can I call, and I want to call and find out what's happening. I just got an emergency call. I was involved in a couple of different events this evening. I just got a call from my stepsister, whose daughter-in-law, Ellen Beavers, was arrested, I think, this is me, on a mistaken charge. She was at Kroger's this evening. Her name is Ellen Beavers. Ellen Beavers. And she was checking out during an automatic line, paid the $42, and apparently a bag involving $57 worth of groceries wasn't scanned, so it didn't go on her credit card.
Okay. Now, where I come from, folks, they call that shoplifting, okay? He calls it a mistake. It's not a mistake, you know. But anyway, he continues.
What I would like to do is, if you would explain to me, Sergeant, what I need to do to arrange for getting her out of jail this evening so that and you can proceed with whatever you think that is proper.
And notice he uses the word, whatever you think is proper. Now, folks, I don't care what's proper. The bottom line is, what is legal? What is legal and what is not legal? Proper?
And I appreciate, Sergeant, you don't know me, but I am every year the number one...
Okay, hold on a second. I think I skipped a clip.
But I've known this lady for 30 years of my life. Now, this is a cell phone call. I'm going to have Steve McCraw, who's the director, the head of the CPS for the state of Texas, call you by name in about 10 minutes and confirm that I'm calling you.
Okay.
If I can't get him, I'm going to have Lieutenant Brad Weatherford call you, because it's not your fault.
Not your fault.
This is a school teacher, and I understand the manager of Kroger's said that over $50, but I would like to find out what I need to do to get her out of jail, post bond, whatever.
Okay.
The sweetest woman in the world.
Sweetest woman in the world. I have no idea really what her title really is. What her relation is to me, but, you know, she's the sweetest woman in the world. Folks, I don't know if this woman is guilty or not, but here's the thing about it. As we'll see here, this guy is bullying. He begins to bully in a kind of a casual way, but he lets this guy know in no uncertain terms what's really going on here. I want you to do what's proper. I don't want to circumvent anything. But, you know, what do I need to do to make this go away?
Can I?
Yeah, but I'm the lieutenant governor.
Sergeant, you don't know me, but I am every year the number one pick of all of the law enforcement agencies within Texas. They're number one pick, all right? And I'm a supporter of you. You don't know it, but I'm a supporter of you, and I'm a supporter of everybody in law enforcement. And I want you to do whatever is the proper thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady did not, I know in my heart, did not, was not involved in intentional walking down and stealing $57. She's been my step,
I don't know who she is.
In law for like 30 years. And so I would like to find out what I need to do to get her out of jail this evening.
I thought she was his sister-in-law. I've known this woman for 30 years. I know she's 100% innocent, but yet, what is her relation to me again?
I will personally bounce by the commander of the DPS, Steve McCraw, or Lieutenant Brad Weatherford. We will do what's necessary to solve this, but this lady inadvertently, I'm sure, was walking out of the store and walked out and scanning the automatic line that $57 wasn't a scam. So what do I need to do, Sergeant Metz?
Well, Mr. Dewhurst, if it is, in fact, over $50 and less than $500, it's going to be a Class B misdemeanor for the state of Texas. We, as Allen, do not hold anything above a Class C misdemeanor in our city jail, which is a small municipal jail, so she'll be transported to Collin County Sheriff's Office. At Collin County Sheriff's Office, she'll be arraigned, a bond will be set, and that's where you'll have to post bond for her.
All right.
We'll be at Collin County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, but if she's there right now where you are, can you?
There's no. I can't have the bond done through here. It has to be done once it gets to Collin County because they have to go through her bookend process and be processed at the county since it's a Class B misdemeanor.
All right, who do I need to call? Can you give the cell phone numbers of the county judge there so I can call either he or she and talk, what do I need to do in order to not circumvent anything, follow the law, but find, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, all right. I don't want to circumvent anything, but give me the judge's number so I can, well, circumvent.
Okay, and Mr. Dewhurst, in your position, you're well aware that we don't decide guilt or innocence. All we do is we do our part of what's been told us.
I understand, and I'm very supportive. That's why I said, what do I need to do, who do I need to talk to, in order to provide the bond or whatever that's necessary, because this lady, in my mind, is 100% innocent.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'm running out of time. I got the break. We're going to continue on here after the break. I don't know how much more of this I'm going to play. He goes on to really apply the heat to this guy. Basically, when he continues to say he's going to go ahead and have her transferred to the county, he says, what's your name again? What's your supervisor's name? Anyway, let's take the break. We'll be back. This is Govern America.
When a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
We're back. This is Govern America. I want to dispense with the music in the interest of time here. We're in the home stretch of the broadcast. We have a couple of calls on the line. Just hang with us. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. I want to finish this up real quick here. We were dealing with the lieutenant governor down in Texas using his influence. He denies, of course, that he's using his influence, but he called his police department, and He threw his title out there several times, as we heard before the break. And he seems to be, at least in my judgment, trying to use intimidation tactics against the police, but being very careful with his wording, you know, so that he can't really be nailed down for it. Anyway, continuing on with this.
Okay. Just an unfortunate situation of circumstances.
Bookin at Collin County.
Let me get you a phone number that'll get you directly to Bookin at Collin County, and they'll be able to give you more information on that.
Well, no. I want the county judge, and I want the sheriff.
I don't have their cell phone numbers. I mean, to get in touch with either one of those guys, you'd have to go through Collin County.
All right. Well, then give me Collin County. Let me call them. Let me ask the sheriff's name. And do you have...
Terry Box will be the sheriff's name, but I don't know that you're going to be able to get in touch with him, unless they give you his number. I definitely don't have his number at my disposal.
So you're telling me, just so that I understand, so that you're telling me that in Allen, there's nothing you can do. You're going to transport her over to Collin County regardless.
Yes, sir.
All right. And who is your immediate supervisor, sir?
You hear that?
My immediate supervisor is Lieutenant Chris Worstrom, but he's off work tonight.
You mean you're going to go ahead and transfer her to the county anyway, despite the fact that you know that I'm David Dewhurst, I'm the lieutenant governor? What's your supervisor, boy? You're in a whole heap of trouble now.
Okay, do you have his cell phone number?
No, sir, I don't give out his cell phone number.
You don't?
Okay. No, sir.
And your last name is M-A-N-E-S-S.
You got it, that's correct.
Apparently the intimidation tactics aren't working too well.
Perfect.
Let me give you that number for Collin County Bookend if you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Sorry. It's 972.
Yep.
547.
Yeah.
5258.
All right. I know you've got instructions, and I appreciate law enforcement, but this is one of those situations where I just hate to see. This gives law enforcement. No, actually, it gives just the circumstances of that.
You hear what he said? He says this is one of those circumstances I hate to see. This gives law enforcement a bad name, is what he started to say, and he caught himself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the law enforcement in this case arrested a woman for allegedly shoplifting. She didn't scan all of her groceries, apparently, according to the lieutenant governor himself. And the law enforcement arrested her for this alleged crime. Okay, now regardless of whether she's guilty or innocent, that's for a court to decide. The bottom line is, they were doing their job as law enforcement. And he says, well, this is one of those things. This gives law enforcement a bad name. Really? Really? And you support the police, Lieutenant Governor? All right, finishing this up.
You could ask them if they have a set posted bond amount. That way you could contact the bondsman and get that process started. Usually on Class B misdemeanors.
All right, you know, I think that's all I'm going to play of that. He had just asked, you know, what do you expect me to tell them over there? You know, and that's what he, you know, the sergeant was answering in response to that. As if it's his job to think of something for the politician. Who's never, you know, I've never seen a politician that's at a loss for words yet. But apparently this David Dewhurst is. What a scumbag.
Yep.
What an absolute scumbag. But see, I play this because this is an example, folks, of what goes on in the halls of power all the time.
Yep.
There are two systems of justice. This guy and his infinite arrogance thinks, well, you know, you got to bow to me. I'm the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas.
Yeah, we get arrested.
I'm above the law. I'm above the law. My relatives are above the law. But I support you, police, every step of the way. All right, I'll tell you what. I want to go to the phone lines before we run out of time for this. John in Texas. John, go right ahead.
Well, hello, fellow patriots. that was something else about that 911 or whatever call.
Yeah, it's a local police.
I had a little dealings with that same group myself where I had to pay child support on my adopted daughter until she was 27 years old. And she lived with me when I paid for her first wedding. She had been married a second time before she was 27. I still had to keep paying. But that's that's another story. But I wanted to tell about this 1918 flu you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
My grandma... she was real good at helping take care of folks, and she volunteered back then, although she was pregnant and had little children at home, she volunteered to take care of some of the richer folks who were able to afford the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she couldn't afford it, so she didn't catch it.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I've read, I think there was a woman named Beal, I think it's Ellen Beal, but I'm not sure if it, I can't remember now what her name was. But she had written about that, and she basically said the same thing, that the people that got the shots were the ones that really came down with the flu. Now, I've had other people dispute that, and obviously I wasn't alive back then, so I don't know, but that's not the first time I've heard that.
Yes, this, I got that firsthand from my grandma. She used to talk about that a lot. And about that SV-40 polio vaccine inclusion. Back in the 90s, I heard there was a they were having a big vaccination thing done in San Antonio where they got everybody together in a big stadium where they could come get their shots cheap and or free. And one of the doctors who volunteered to work that found out by when he was looking at what they were giving that that was the banned monkey virus that they were still using in that vaccine. So I imagine it went over over 100 million anyway.
They trump up a lot of these scares, these pandemic scares, for the purpose of trumping up the share prices for the various pharmaceutical companies that are going to be responsible for producing the vaccines. And it seems like I remember, Nancy, you could probably weigh in on this. You remember George W. Bush actually gave them immunity for lawsuits if their vaccinations end up becoming, you know, damaging the public when they're rolled out quickly.
That is correct.
Well, so, well that's pretty weird because living here in Texas where Bush was at work when he started this international ID card and all that back in the 90s, in our phone book, we have the vaccine injury compensation information and claims hotline number listed in our phone book.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I have the number right here before me.
Yep, there you go. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate the call. I'm going to move on here because we only have a couple minutes left. I want to squeeze in Art real quickly. Art, go right ahead.
Yeah, Darren, Nancy. You know, it's amazing to me, and I caught it right off the bat the operator answered the phone. He immediately, you could hear it in the tone of his voice when he threw Lieutenant Governor, whatever, I want to speak to your superior. You could hear it in his voice, the intimidation again right away. But what I thought was really hilarious was, you know, he tried to intimidate this sergeant all the way through, and then when he found out he couldn't, that's when he wants his supervisor's name, and I don't mean to circumvent. Wait a minute, why you bring it up then? Why are you
Are you even on the phone? That's the whole point.
Yeah, why are you trying to head this off at the pass?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I want to thank Mark for
here's the bottom line.
Attention.
Elites are lawless. They don't operate under the same systems that we do. I don't believe they have any rules.
But, guys, the most ridiculous thing about this whole thing is how do you mistakenly, by accident, unintentionally, bag up $57 worth of groceries and you don't realize it? That's an accident?
It's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. Yeah, well, you know, I have to say this for legal reasons. The woman's presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law or gotten off by the lieutenant governor through muscling tactics of the police departments involved that he supports so much. But anyway, Art, unfortunately, we're out of time here, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Folks, we'll be back again next week. I don't know what we'll talk about. Probably maybe the Trans-Texas Corridor. How's that? We need to get back into that because that stuff is going on full speed ahead for folks with this North American Union nonsense. It's never, never, never an end to the integration process that's going on between the countries. Homeland Security has now become an international event, an international agency. All right, we got to go. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks, callers. We'll talk to you next week.
John Stepman.